just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com. Steve, do you know that there are some people who will wait even longer than the normal wait time to sit in a seat that they want to sit in on a ride?
Oh, yeah?
Like, they have a whole separate extra line for row one on a lot of rides. Did you notice that?
I remember seeing it at Six Flags. I don't know if I remember seeing it so much at Disney. What Disney parks?
They usually have a front row line for, like, the Incredicoaster. Back when we used to, before that, it was California Screamin', they'd have a whole separate line for row one. I think it's mostly just the coasters in general that people are real anxious to sit in the front rows on.
That would make sense.
And it's, I'm guessing it's because people find it to be the most thrilling seat. Would you say that's fair?
There's definitely some rides that we've been on that the front has been the most thrilling, and then there's some that have been the scariest ride there is.
I think that those are the same thing, right? The most thrilling and most terrifying kind of go hand in hand.
Right. It's the same emotion. It's just the way you feel about it that changes.
Right. And there are some that I absolutely refuse to sit in the front on. If I get to pick, I will not sit in the front row on certain rides.
Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about.
Well, there's one in particular that I won't sit in the front seat on. But
Carousel of Progress?
Carousel of Progress, yes, yeah, absolutely.
That's absolutely it.
Cannot make me sit in the front row on that.
We joked about that, though, last time we were there. I said, we should totally sit, like, dead center front row to see all the action. And you said, what, are you serious? And I was like, no, of course not. We're sitting on the back row like we always do.
I don't know. It might be fun to sit in the front row at Carousel of Progress and get to see everything really up close.
Interesting.
Like, the back row, you kind of, like, you lose some of the detail, so it looks better, I think.
Right. But that's why we sit back there.
Right. But if you sit up closer, you might see some of, like, the malfunctioning kind of stuff.
Mm.
Did you notice the last time we were in there, they opened their ice box and the milk bottles were tipped over? Just saying.
That's funny.
But these are not the rides we're talking about, front row. But we did ride, one time we got to ride California Screamin' before it was the Incredicoaster in the front row.
Right.
And that was super fun.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about it, being in the front row. There's just something about not seeing anything go in front of you and getting the full effect of, like, the wind and everything.
Right.
That makes you feel like you're going faster when you're sitting in the front row.
Yeah, and you can somewhat feel like, you kind of feel like you, maybe it's your eyes that are able to see it up front, so you're able to prepare a little bit about where you're going.
Mm.
But when you're right in the front, oh yeah, that just does not happen.
Yeah.
So are we talking about ones that we like to be in the front on?
Yes.
Yes. I see.
So I enjoyed being in the front on Screamin'.
Right.
The soundtrack works really well. Like, they... I'm sure they do still, but back then they kind of staggered the soundtrack so that as each car went through each individual part, the soundtrack was matched up.
That is so nice.
But there were some parts where if you were sitting further back, you could tell there was like a skip in the music because it wasn't quite right.
Yeah.
But in the front row, you get the entire musical experience in addition to.
Right.
And I don't know. I haven't paid a lot of attention to the Incredicoaster videos and stuff that we've seen, but I think that there's definitely audio and stuff on that, right?
There has to be.
Yeah.
There's no reason they wouldn't have it on, when they've already put it in place.
Yeah.
There's got to be music.
Yeah. So I just think the front row and the free cookies. I definitely think the front row on the Incredicoaster probably now, but definitely California Screamin' was super fun.
So much fun.
Yeah.
And in that same even better than in that same vein, but even better is Space Mountain.
Oh, you cannot beat Front Row on Space
Mountain. That is the craziest experience you've ever had in your life, because it is a dark ride.
Yeah.
And so you have no idea which direction you're going, but you can kind of hear the screams in the distance, and you can almost feel the momentum of the car in different directions. But when you're in the front, no, legitimately feel like you are out in outer space,
and you can get thrown from side to side when you're least expecting it.
Oh, completely, because you're the first one.
Yeah,
you're the one that's screaming to the rest of the car to know that something is happening. And believe you, I did.
Scream a lot on that ride, even though it's your favorite one. The one here in Florida is a little bit different.
It is,
because it's more of just a straight up roller coaster in the dark.
Yeah,
it doesn't have the audio that the one in California has, and you're not sitting next to somebody. It's that bobsled kind of setup,
and the lighting isn't good in there at all.
It's very dark.
Yeah, there's no stars to speak of.
Yeah, so it's literally just a roller coaster in the dark.
Yeah, it's what outer space probably feels like.
Yeah, probably. But I definitely feel the California version definitely has a big edge over the Florida version.
Absolutely.
And I really hope that with them opening Tron and the rumors that they might close down Space Mountain to do an overhaul are true, because if they can put double tracks of the Disneyland version.
Do you think they could?
I don't see why not.
They'd have to rebuild the entire ride on the inside, which is definitely possible. They could do it, but
I don't think they would have to. I think you could still run cars on the same tracks. You just have to rebuild the cars, I think.
I don't know.
And then put the audio in the cars. That's the main thing that I'm missing from Florida's Space Mountain.
Right.
Is it's just silent the whole time.
Yeah, and the star is on the inside.
Right.
That'd be so easy to fix.
Can I tell you the truth, though? Something that actually does scare me?
Yeah.
When we're on Space Mountain in Florida and it's quiet, all the little screechy, clicky sounds that a roller coaster make in the dark legitimately scare me.
Oh, that is spooky.
I've just seen like too many scary movies, but I just picture, you know, nuts and bolts falling out of things as we're whipping around corners, you know, just something about the sounds in the dark that make me more nervous than just riding a regular roller coaster.
Right. Well, you have no idea what's falling off the track.
Right.
And what's going to hit you on the head.
I could die.
I don't think anybody's died on that ride. Oh, there has been, actually.
Ooh, we're going to get into that in another podcast. Oh,
I can't even talk about it right now.
Scaring you.
It makes me too scared. Can't even bring it up.
Ooh, but here's another scary one that I really like sitting in the front on. Expedition Everest. By far, my favorite ride in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And this last time, two times ago, we were really fortunate that they just randomly stuck us on row number one, and I was like, oh, this is fun. I've never been in the first row on Everest.
Right.
And
we were expecting the best experience.
One of us had it. Expedition Everest, for those of you that haven't had the glorious chance to ride it yet, is a very heavy story coaster, I would call it.
Yeah.
It's not just your run-of-the-mill kind of go around a couple turns sort of thing. And so in the front row, you get a really good view of all of the storytelling elements that they're working with.
You know that's right.
And
out of me.
Steve was not having it when we were up there.
Are we allowed to spoil it for people?
Sure, you can spoil it. It's been there for long enough. You should
know. Right, but it was built in the 90s. No, I'm just kidding, it wasn't. I think it was the early 2000s when they finally added that to the park.
Sure.
But the thing is that ride, you're in the coaster, you're going along, they're working your way up the mountain and whatnot, and you get to the end of you get to the track, and all of a sudden you look ahead of you, and the track is been ripped up by the Yeti.
Yeah.
So it comes to a complete stop. After you've been on the ride for I don't know how many minutes, right? And so you look at that, and I've been on the ride multiple times.
Yeah.
And every single time it makes me swear just a little bit. But when we're in that front car, very specifically, it was the scariest experience. Like, it literally, to me, being very dramatic, it honestly felt like we were hanging on the very edge of the mountain, overlooking all of Walt Disney World.
Right.
All of it. You could see it everywhere, and it felt like we hung out there for a minute and a half.
We
know it was 3 seconds.
Yeah, it takes no time at all. But you were sweating and swearing the whole time we were sitting there.
It was freaking me out. Like, I'm afraid of heights. And seeing that ahead of me, and then all of a sudden the car starts moving backwards and faster and faster and faster, and it was just swearing from that point forward. Like, I could not even imagine how scary it was going to be when we sat down in that front row.
And what is with people putting their hair twisty things at that point?
It's got to be a thing, right?
It's so dumb. It drives me crazy, honestly.
I'm pretty sure Disney just puts them up there for effect at this point, because they can't all possibly be real.
I've literally been on the train when people are flipping them off onto the side of the... And I'm like, why?
Right.
Are you that desperate to leave your mark in the world that you will fling things all over a roller coaster?
Well, I didn't know people even used hair ties like that anymore. Well, I guess they would.
I mean, why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just felt like such an 80s thing to do.
Oh, well, they're not scrunchies. They're not like big poofy things. They're just the bands.
But okay, yeah, that's a good point.
I thought it was a blast. And you get to see that moment where you come up to the torn up tracks and feel the tension as you just stop.
Yeah.
And you're like, what do we do now? And then it throws you backward really fast. Like, so fast, and so many negative G's going into that turn that people for a long time thought you went upside down in there because you were pushed so hard into your seat.
Huh.
You do not.
I would agree with that.
You don't go upside down.
Hmm.
But it is a ton of fun, and the front row for me was wonderful.
It feels like a completely different ride when you're sitting in the front row on that ride.
Definitely.
Completely. Which is why I like to sit in the back.
There you go. Yeah, that's why.
And I feel like I know which direction we're going with this podcast now. It's everything that you love and I hate, or I hate and you love.
No.
Because, yeah, so far we're 2 for 2 on this.
Okay, like, so there's one that if I don't think about it, I don't mind sitting in the front. But if I think too much about it, I do not want to sit in the front.
Huh, interesting.
Do you know which one I'm talking about? It's Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Oh, guess and if what I have next on my list.
Do you have that one next?
Totally.
Where do you like to sit on Big Thunder?
Not in the front.
Not in the front.
Front okay. is the worst place to be sitting in.
Oh.
Absolutely the worst.
Do you have a reason for that?
I interrupted your story, so I can let you go first.
Okay. Well, the reason I say that if I think too much about it, I don't want to sit in the front row is because there was an accident at Disneyland.
Oh, dope.
On Thunder Mountain.
I didn't know this.
You didn't know this? I'm pretty sure I've told you this and you've just chosen to forgotten.
I'm glad I did.
Which I don't mind. But, and the report was that the person sitting in the front row was decapitated by the top of the front of the train.
Oh,
because it
like jumped the tracks or
yeah.
something, right?
Yeah. And I didn't. Before we did this, I didn't go and do legitimate research into that, but maybe I will before we talk about it again. And even if it's not true, it could 100% be not true, but I read the story, and now every time I sit in the front row on Thunder Mountain, I just look at the edge of the top of the train engine and go, oh, I can't, oh. And then I'm worried the whole time. It's so dumb because... Disney is so methodical about making sure that things don't shift and that things are safe. And it was just a freak accident if it did happen. But for some reason, that really bothers me in the front row on Thunder Mountain.
I had no idea this is where we got the Headless Horseman from.
The whole so time. Disrespectful.
It totally is, right?
So I usually like to sit further back
on
Thunder Mountain. If I think too much about it. But really, it's a very safe coaster, and it's silly to be afraid of sitting in the front row for that reason.
Legit.
You know?
This is turning into a Halloween episode.
Ooh. Who knew? Well, it is October.
Well, I don't like sitting in the front just because it's lame.
Oh. that big anticipatory lift hill.
Yeah, there's something about Big Thunder that, like... It takes a while for the cars to make it up and over the hills properly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you're in the very front, like you'll start going over the edge and you're just like hanging out.
Yeah.
And then eventually the back comes around and then you start going down the hill. But there's a delay on everything that happens. And as you like go into the lifts as well, it's the same thing. Like you hit it full speed and then you like bog out halfway up the hill, and it's just like it throws the momentum of the ride off for me. And it's just like, oh, this is annoying.
There's nothing worse than going up that huge lift hill when you're inside. In California, you have the steam going off and stuff. And you get to the top of the hill and you're just sure that there's going to be this tremendous scary drop on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the tiniest little bunny hill.
Such a letdown.
And everybody's kind of like, oh, that, oh, okay. You know, because everybody's like, oh. And then you go over and you're like, oh.
It's bad. It's,
it is. And in the front row, it's the worst because you...
The worst.
You kind of go over the hill and then look at how small the hill is, and then you kind of coast down the hill.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
It makes the ride feel much, much slower than it is.
And true. The back row is probably better for that.
Near the back or the back row is probably the best. I don't know if we've ever sat in the very back, but...
I don't think so. It's,
near the back of the train is always the best place, but... That ride has the coolest ride logo, like on the fencing, that
so
I just love.
Yeah.
I want to make it into a patch, just the ride logo.
Oh, all right.
it's awesome.
That ride also rattles you around a lot.
Rattles.
Because literally the...
The snake.
Well, the snakes, yeah. No, at the end, when you come back into the station, for whatever reason, their brake on that is so hard...
Yeah.
If you're watching before you get on, this is a fun thing to do. Before you get on, while you're standing there waiting, watch the train in front of you hit the brakes and watch everyone basically fly out of the car because it brakes so hard at the end.
And Incredicoaster is the exact same way when you're turning around that edge.
Yeah.
That it does the same thing. That last brake, you think the ride, and to me, like, that's the worst part of the ride.
But that one has shoulder restraints at least.
Yeah, I guess
Thunder just has a lap bar, so you're just like, whoa!
I know.
Terrible.
Yeah, especially after churros. It just ruins everything.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to throw your churros up.
You know that's right.
But there is one that I will never choose to sit in the front row on.
Oh, yeah?
Ever.
Choose?
Even this last time, a couple times ago, we actually went ahead and got on this ride. We don't ride it every time. And we were with a group, and they said, okay, rows 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I was like, row 4, here I come. Y'all can sit in the front. Because I will not sit in the front on Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
I will not do it.
Yeah.
And it's not even that I'm scared. It's just I don't like getting that wet.
Yeah.
And the front row inevitably gets the
takes the
most
brunt
wet.
Of everything.
And they always try to put the small people up front, a.k.a. me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, I don't want to be up there.
Physics. That's why they do
and
it.
And I had a great time that last time when we were further back. I got a little sprinkle on me. It was nice. I was like, oh, refreshing. And then the people in the front are like drenched like rats. And, you know, they're like...
Screaming at you.
Yeah.
This is why we don't sit in the front. You're like, exactly.
Exactly. Exactly mm-hmm. why I don't sit in the front.
I tell you. Yeah.
It's so much easier to enjoy when you know you're not going to get drenched the whole time. And you don't get as wet in Florida because it's not the single file. Kind
right.
of thing where you're
right.
stabbing into the water and it's going everywhere.
Yeah.
But still, the less wet I have to be for the rest of the day, the better, in my opinion.
Right. And it's still designed to get you somewhat wet, but just not utterly soaked.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
And you always get the most wet on the inside of the mountain anyway. Everybody's like, that big drop, you'll get soaked. I'm like, actually, you get most soaked inside the mountain when you go down the little hills.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. You get so wet in there.
Yeah.
Ugh, the
water
one in,
tables must be higher or something.
Right.
There.
The one in California used to fill my shoes with water every single time.
It's true. Mine too, except I wear sandals, so.
Oh yeah. But you're the only person I know that can walk around Disney in sandals and not hate themselves the next day.
And I'll do it 3 days in a row. I don't care.
Crazy.
Completely right. Well, there's one more on my list that I definitely have to say about
okay.
the scariest front row ever.
Okay.
Ever.
I'm gonna try not to scream.
Tower of Terror. Legitimately so. That we have gone to get on that ride before, and I've said, please, please don't put me in the front row. Please don't put me in the front row.
Yeah.
And then the cast member they did their thing, and then they come and they open the door, and she walked right up to me and said, now what is this ridiculous request you have made? Like, I can't sit in the front. I can't. Yeah, it's to the point now I could. Now I could totally do it. Fine. I'm not going anywhere.
You say that.
I prefer to be in the back corner where there's three handles. I love that. That makes me happier.
Okay.
But
I remember one time we were really happy because we were sitting in the back, and the little guy next to us was like, my daughter's scared. Will you switch with us? And so we had to switch with the little girl and you had to sit in the front.
Sit in the front? Oh, I hate the front. Especially right in the middle in the front. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Where you got nothing to hold on to?
There's like nothing there. But I'm to the point now that I know that I'm not going to fly out of the seat, I guess. And so I'm hoping that one day I'll be able to ride the ride without holding on anything the whole time, like all these other people.
Yeah.
If you're one of those people that can ride the ride without holding on anything, I applaud you.
Right.
I hope to join your category one day soon. But for me, for now, the front row is absolutely death-defying for me. It's like, it's just horrible.
Right. I mean, I don't hold on to anything because it's fine for me. But
rude.
I can definitely see why you're scared of it and why a lot of people are scared of it. But I guess I never thought that the front row made that much of a difference.
It does.
But apparently it does.
Completely right. If I'm that very back corner, I'm a happier person.
All right. Well, we'll just have to remember that.
I do.
I know.
I know my spot.
You won't even stand in front of me if that means that you're not in the corner.
You know that's right.
It's crazy. I'm like, will you move up? And you're like, no, you go first.
Nope. No compromising on that either.
And I just have to throw out there, I like sitting in the back on Pirates too.
Hmm.
No real reason. I just like sitting in the back on Pirates. You're not in the middle with lots of people around you.
There's nobody behind you ruining the ride, that's for sure. They're all ruining in front of you.
Right. You get to watch them act a fool in front of you instead of behind
Completely
you.
Completely right. And for the most things, the back row for me is always my favorite place to be.
Yeah.
However, on Pirates, the front, I do love the front as well.
Do you love the front on Pirates?
I just love it.
Oh, all right. It seems like a good place to film the ride from. Like, so you don't have, like, people's heads in your shot and stuff?
Potentially, yeah.
So if you were going to film it, I think the front row would obviously be ideal.
Yeah, I bet that's right.
Yeah. But these are just some of the rides that you can front row on or choose not to front row on. The great thing about Disney is most of the time, if you make a specific request, they're usually pretty good about saying, okay, you know.
What is this ridiculous request you have made?
You don't have to fight too much to get in the seats that you want. You may just have to wait a little bit longer, honestly.
Yeah.
But it's like I always say, how many in your party? Row one, please. Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.